Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. We'll start out the week. It is 9:14 a.m. on this kind of rainy Northwest day, although, you know, some people look at it as being cozy. Some people look at it as being depressing. I kind of look at it as being cozy, to say the least. You know, Jimmy and I have been chatting off mic, actually since last Friday, about the upcoming, not so much the primary coming up, but the big one coming up in November of this year. I think that's going to give a great indication of how strong the Democrats are right now. I think the fact that the abortion situation has raised its head and it looks like the government is going to repeal Roe v. Wade, I would also have to say that it's kind of a mess. You know, that's a very emotional issue. I have discussed it at length with an awful lot of my colleagues. It is certainly, if it's not an emotion, if it's nothing else, it's an incredibly emotional issue right now. The more important issue right now for the future of our country, though, is do the Democrats have a viable candidate, or is this an election they simply will not be able to win in 2024? My personal opinion, in talking with friends in the area and with chatting with people off mic like Jose Nino and others, I don't see how the Democrats can muster a viable candidate. Jimmy has an interesting theory on that. My thought after a lengthy discussion last night was, well, maybe Amy Klobuchar could come in. She could probably be, she'd be very strong in the Midwest, or could be very strong in the Midwest, and she's somebody who may be somebody that could really do something here. Jimmy has a theory, though, that I think makes a lot of sense. I'm going to ask him to describe it to you, because I think that that theory, if enacted and if it proved to be effective, I think that that theory could take the day. Jimmy, why don't you talk about it?
Well, you know, Amy Klobuchar, she's a senator from Minnesota. And the last time, you know, I kind of remember this one in the 80s that came out after Reagan. And that was an absolute disaster for the Democratic Party. I think they're in a bind. I think the Democratic Party's in a bind. Amy Klobuchar, she is in the Midwest, but she's actually quite progressive. I think that the problem right now with the Democratic Party is they brought Joe Biden into power through progressive activism.
Sure.
And I think he was, you know, he's a tool for them because he was elected with some people's assumption that he was going to bring back stability, that he was going to bring back the economy, that he was going to take away the craziness of the Trump era. And it turns out that, in fact, it's quite the opposite. There's a lot less stability. There's a lot more economic problems. There's a much more significant border problem, economic violence. You know, there's so many different issues that this administration has been basically failing at for America, which is putting the people that put Biden in power into a corner. Because they're the activists. They're the ones that step out to make things happen. And what we're seeing in many polls in most of these primary elections, and of course in the Virginia election for the state, for the governor and the lieutenant governor, as well as the secretary or the attorney general, was, you know, Republican sweep. And we're seeing tremendous, tremendous movement towards conservatives in all the polling and in everything that indicates that there's a level of frustration with this progressive agenda. And that it makes sense because, you know, they elected Joe Biden in kind of a fraudulent way. And I'm not just talking about the vote. I'm talking about the perception that he was actually kind of a moderate guy. And this is the old Joe that was actually for that voted against or tried to overturn Roe v. Wade in the 90s, a guy that was very fairly conservative Democrat for many, many decades. And now, he's really just a tool of the far extreme left. And I think that's causing a split in the party, because in the Democratic Party, because the people that fund the Democratic Party, they're business leaders, they're wealthy people, they're idealists, but they also still have to eat. They still have to have business. They don't want maybe a lot of these progressive agendas that have been pushed. And they certainly don't want to fund someone like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. And I really don't think an Amy Klobuchar, because of those extremely progressive views. Pete Buttigieg, not a chance. There's very few people that ran on the Democratic ticket that would have won. And it's actually surprising that Biden did, but he did because of this perception of a moderate guy. But the problem is that's not how people are going to get elected in this next, for the Democrats. That's not how they're going to get anybody nominated. And certainly Biden will have, it just seems almost impossible for him to run again.
No,
of course,
I think it was almost
impossible for him to run to win the primary before 2020.
Yeah. Well, so, I agree 100% on that. But, I want to bring up a few facts about what's going on in the country and why I think the Democrats are really, really facing a brick wall. Number one, the economy is absolutely terrible. I don't know what it's like in the rest of the country. I mean, sure, I know the numbers, et cetera, but I know that it's costing me $85 right now, actually close to 100 if I run the correct grade in my car to fill it up. That's a big decision for me, whether or not to fill the car up or not, simply because I live in a fairly isolated location. Anytime I go any place, it's a tank of gas. So a trip for me in my car is now what a trip used to be on a short commercial airline flight. That's really bad. Number two, in terms of the inflation as it relates to food, it's crazy. It is just absolutely crazy, particularly if you're a red meat eater. If you're a red meat eater, the price of a decent steak has really, really skyrocketed. Some people are going to understand that, and they're going to blame the Democrats for it, number one. Number two, virtually inflation is terrible in terms of Ukraine. I don't think that the Ukraine is going the way a lot of people in the United States want to see it go. Yeah, you see headlines about, X billions of dollars is being devoted to the Ukraine from the United States, etc. But I think more people than not are feeling that the United States is not handling the situation in the Ukraine in a proper manner. There just isn't that much, if any, Jimmy, positive news coming out about the Democrats right now. Where's the Republicans? I mean, look what's going on in Florida. DeSantis, because he basically has put a curb on a lot of Disney's actions, and he did put a curb on Disney's actions because primarily he is very anti-wokish. And Walt Disney Corporation, since Mr. Disney died, has become incredibly wokish, and he doesn't like that. He doesn't like a company with economic power that Disney has running major economic issues in Florida, and so far he has won hands down. That could be a huge harbinger of things to come for the Republicans, Jimmy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Florida, which the Democrats thought was a potentially contested state, is over for them. I think Texas is over for them. I think Pennsylvania, which they, somehow managed to eke out in the 2022 election, I think there's a high probability that it's over for them. Wisconsin, over for them. They're not going to have that type of power. Yeah, they'll have their strongholds where they actually own, the media, actually control the media in the California area, the New York area, the D.C. area, maybe some big urban areas, maybe Illinois, Chicago type things. But there's so many people that are frustrated with what's happening. And you're absolutely right. They don't have any good news right now. You just can't find things that people are comfortable with this administration, you know, from Afghanistan, Ukraine to, you know, to our own domestic issues and the policing and the, you know, the defund the police movement, the massive influx of illegal immigration, the downtown violence. And of course, as you're talking about, these prices are crazy. And people realize very clearly that this, whether it's all his fault or not, they look at Joe Biden as the guy responsible and the guy that's supposed to be balancing this out. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, you know what? We were doing pretty well under Trump, with the exception of the COVID lockdown. Yeah. But, you know, I think the Democrats really have nowhere to turn at this point. And I think it's because most of their policies are trying to be imposed upon people, and the method that they're trying to impose them on people is through media manipulation and basically propaganda efforts. And I think there's just too many other alternative sources still in the U.S. for information, and I think it's going to backfire on them.
Jimmy, we talked about one thing off mic that I'm really curious. I'd really like you to elaborate this for our audience, and that is, the only thing that seems to me that could save the Democrats right now would be an outsider, a Howard Schultz type person, as you said off mic or what have you. Somebody like that possibly could come in as a Robin Hood character. What do you think about that?
So I think there's a chance that there'll be somebody that steps in and runs for the presidency on the conservative side. When I say conservative, I mean the conservative Democrat or moderate Democrat. And maybe a business leader. You know, what we saw, though, in 2020 is the guy that everyone was excited about, Bloomberg, he stepped into it and he basically got crushed.
Yeah.
He poured a lot of money into his campaign and really tried to influence an outcome. And, you know, he was running as, you know, look, he was once a Republican in New York. You know, he ran as for mayor of New York as a Republican governor initially. So the problem, again, goes back to this divide within the Democratic Party and who has the power in the internals of the party. And unfortunately, they allowed too many Bernieites. They appeased too many AOCs and Bernie Sanders supporters to take control. And that's being reflected in the really violent actions against this Roe v. Wade mm-hmm. issue. People are, you know, burning churches and screaming and attacking Catholic churches, you know, surrounding them, surrounding the Supreme Court justices' homes. And this administration, I can't believe, are allowing that to continue without clearing that out. That's just unacceptable. And of course, the constant violence and screaming that went on during the Trump administration against Trump officials, you know, Democrats, that's how they're trying to rule, through violence and through yelling and silencing others. I don't think it can stand. I don't think people are going to put up with it for much longer. And eventually, if they continue down this effort, they're going to have to really use a heavy-handed law enforcement action to do it, or they'll end up facing, and regardless, they're going to face the ramifications of many Americans that still believe in our basic principles in the Constitution.
Jimmy, you said something that I'd like you to elaborate on, and we are up to 13 minutes, so let's kind of try to keep it at 2 minutes if you can do it effectively. But you're talking about a really heavy-handed legal action. What do you mean by that, Jim?
Well, they've used the Department of Justice has used this entire phenomenon of the January 6th, what they call the insurrection,
yeah,
to try to shape the Republican Party and Trump supporters as criminals. Biden actually publicly made a comment last week stating that he just thought they were crazy.
Yeah.
So there would have to be some very big effort by Homeland Security, and they've right now putting in place this disinformation governance board.
Right.
And then going ahead and legally trying to use the justice system to silence people prior to the November elections,
uh-huh,
or another crisis. And whatever way they go with that, I think they're going to fail at it. But I think it could be very destabilizing.
And yeah,
Biden doesn't know what he's doing right now. People are telling him what to do.
Yeah.
Really, really problematic. And it really could deteriorate into violence. And in some cases, it already has. Certainly, the summer of 2020 deteriorated into violence. driven by Democratic progressive policies.
Well, look what happened in Seattle. I think they did more harm to themselves than they did good. I actually find it somewhat gratifying that the activist who we interviewed on our show, who came up from California to kind of, I don't want to say spearhead, but take an active role in what was happening in Seattle. He said that situation, it made him sad because the activists were so crazy, they basically turned the public against them. And I think it's a very important thing to realize, even though I totally don't agree with the actions of what happened in Seattle. Jimmy, regardless, I got nothing else to say about this. We've talked about the fact that we believe that the Democrats really have nobody to run. We've talked a little bit about this Roe v. Wade situation. I don't think there's anything else to talk about right now, but I sure would like to get some comments from listeners.
Let me finish it up with this bit of information.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party are losing the Hispanic vote massively, 30, right, maybe even 40%.
Right.
They've switched towards conservative views. And that's because they're culturally basically conservative and they're being pushed with these gender ideologies and everything else. It's driving them nuts. The same thing with the Black community. Black community is actually leaving the Democratic Party. I was at this weekend in a place called Eastover, South Carolina.
Yeah.
My wife and I were there representing her place of employment, the bank that she works at, and as an outreach. And we were, of thousands of people, we were probably maybe two of four white people in the entire audience. But I'll tell you, they were church going, brought their kids up, family members out there, having a nice time, mm-hmm, and really enjoying it because they really want a stable, safe community.
Yep.
And they're kind of fed up with the other policies. And they had a lot of candidates at this event, what once would have been completely Democratic candidates, not identifying as Democrats. They were no designation at all or running as independents, a very big symbol of what's coming for the Democratic Party.
Well, you could be right, Jim. I think it's a little early to say, but I really don't see how they can come up with a viable candidate on the national level, personally. Jim, thanks so much, bud. Talk to you soon.
You take care.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.